Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we are, jumping off an hour two of Sports Talk. Good to have you aboard. Deuce McAllister will join us after our first break here on Sports Talk. Right to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines. Andy in Alexandria, Virginia. Go ahead, Andy. You're on WWL.
Good afternoon, guys. How y'all all doing today?
We're doing fine. Thank you, Andy.
Hey, Andy, what you got?
I tell you, the line that y'all were fumbling for was turn on, tune in, and drop out.
Yeah, that was why Mr. Leary, that's what he was promoting, and that you actually can expand your horizons back
well,
in the day.
Well, you can expand a lot of things with a lot of good things on occasion. I highly recommend the Virginia OG Kush also up here.
Okay.
But I think we're going to be in a good shape this year. I'm really looking forward. When this team starts winning games that you think they're not going to win, you're going to feel like it did in the championship years. Like, oh my God, we did that.
Yeah, but Andy, you know what's crazy? Because it seems like, and because we're dealing with human beings, and we're going to reflect back. I was talking with Christian about this, like last year. It happens every year. Like, how in the hell we lost to the Giants? And we had like 11-point lead with like 8 minutes left, but we gave that game away. Remember the Cleveland Browns, Scott Fujita came to town. They had the amoeba defense, Rob Ryan. And the Browns weren't very good, and we lost to them. And I told Christian, watch on the schedule. I was just looking. You know the team that came to my mind? And there's no way we should lose to them. Now, I know it's the NFL because they don't have Russell Wilson, the Seahawks. The Seahawks are coming to the Superdome.
You know what the variable
is,
like,
though? Do not lay an egg.
They don't have Russell Wilson.
Not just that. Saints are coming back from London that week. You usually get a bye when you come back from London.
Oh, man, like saying trap or something, Christian?
Well, the Bengals are right after that.
And, you know, Joe
and on top of, what I'm saying is you usually get a bye because the Saints are going to go to London after week three against the Panthers. They're going straight there. They're going to spend the week there.
Well,
and then you come home. There's an adjustment period.
Okay. Drew Lock be as good as Bobby Hoying? Because that's who beat you at quarterback.
Bobby Hoyer, right?
Right.
And when you think about it, there's a quarterback competition. Drew Lock or West Virginia, what's his name?
Geno Smith.
Geno Smith, yeah. So we don't even know who's actually going to win that job. It's a competition. But those are the kind of games, especially when you're on the cusp of being in the postseason. Because last year we look at how the season unfolded and you look like, well, how do you get the double-digit wins? Man, how did we lose that Giants game at home? You know, it's going to be like, if you win 11, 12 games, or maybe if you could be the number one overall seed, you bring that up. Like, man, we shouldn't have lost to that team. But especially if you're trying to get to the playoffs, and, boy, you can't afford to have a game like that. There's no way we should have lost.
Because a lot of people bring up Atlanta when they played in New Orleans. But to be honest with you, for 3.5 quarters, Atlanta was the better team. Man, Rap Ryan that day.
Well, and he looked like MVP.
right off the bat, he hit Kyle Pitts with a hand with a shot, and it hit him in a bad place, right in the hands, and he drops it.
It could have been worse, Mike.
It could have been worse. And so, but you made a great comeback. You got back in the game, took the lead late, and then bang. You know, he hits the long play, and it is what it is. But in that spot, you got to say, for 3.5 quarters, the Falcons really were the better team that day.
Well, and then you look at, you know, you might think when you play him again, and it was like night and day. It's like when we played Carolina again, it was like night and day. The first time we played Carolina, that I think that made him, we were the 13, that made him 3-0. Christian McCaffrey,
Sam Darnold, that
probably was his best game in a Carolina Panther uniform. Then the next time we played them, they were garbage.
McCaffrey.
Yeah.
All right, we'll step away and come back. Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst, SEC network analyst, Saints legend. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. All right, going to link up with Deuce McAllister here in a minute. John and Metairie, what's going on, John, on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk at text lines?
Hi. How y'all doing?
All right, John.
I'd like to make a comment about the athletic athlete female that's being held in Russia.
Her name is Brittany Griner, yep.
Brittany Griner, okay. If I'm right, I read somewhere, I heard somewhere, where she refuses to stand for the national anthem and the flag.
Well, that's not it. She said she didn't want the anthem to be played before games.
Well, okay, that's not as bad, but that's just as disrespectful. So from that standpoint, I would like to say, and for the other NFL football players that kneel for the flag also, and for her in particular, that's what you're talking about, I'd like to say why.
John, are we on speakerphone? You sound like you're a mile away from your phone. Can you get closer to your phone or take us off speaker?
Hold on a minute.
John and Metairie, we're going to get back to him in a second.
Yeah, you know, that's why.
We got Deuce.
No, you have to appreciate that the opportunity, you know, to live in the United States and all the opportunities that come with that compared to when you go to other places and you're in foreign countries. And, you know, you might, I'm an American. They might say, well, so what? You know, and you think the Iranians or North Koreans, Russians, in China, they care. That, oh, I'm American. What, I got rights. You ain't got no rights. You got whatever they say. So that's why even so, somebody, whenever I think individuals want to poo-poo America, you couldn't be in a better place. Because the situations you have here, I'm not saying you couldn't progressively get better, but still the opportunities you have in the United States compared to other countries in the world, I mean, a lot of times we take that for granted.
Until you go there and see things that are happening somewhere else.
Right. And you know, and then you tend to appreciate what you have back home. And you say, oh, it's so bad in America. What? So bad in America? Well, what are you talking about? I mean, do you know the concept of the world? I mean, that's, I think a lot of times people don't put that in the right perspective.
Deuce McAllister stepping in to the radio huddle. Deuce is Wild, brought to you by Rouse's Markets. Order online for convenient curbside pickup. Deuce, a week into camp, what are some of the things that are on your mind having watched practice?
You start to worry a little bit. Not a lot. You start to worry about injuries. That's one of the things that you start to monitor. We've seen a couple guys be shuffled in and out just because of injuries. And, you know, I know people always wonder a question, you know, like, we don't know the status of Lattimore. I don't think it was anything bad, hoping anything, you know, bad as far as for him. It was another individual that left the field. So you start to wonder a little bit about, or at least worry a little bit about injuries when you get to this point. And, you know, as a coach, you always have to, hey, look, what's the temperature of my team? What is my team have we gotten enough? Have we seen enough? You know, do we need to tackle maybe one more day? Do we need to tackle maybe one more period? Different things of that nature that always comes into play. Should I back off a little bit? Should I take him inside a little bit more? It's been a little warm. All of those things come into play. And so that'll be something that DA and his staff and, you know, as you get with the trainers and Coach Rhea a little bit, and just work with those guys with those things. I mean, because most important thing is I've gotten them mentally and physically ready to be able to play against the Atlanta Falcons. There are some guys that definitely need and have to play in the preseason. That's their way of making this roster. But he's got to make sure that these young men are ready to play when it's time to play against the Atlanta Falcons.
Deuce, the Saints signed Kiko Alonso, a veteran, hadn't played in a couple of seasons. He signed him today. What do you make of that transaction?
You needed some depth at the linebacker position, you know, and whether you're talking about the Mike position, that's traditionally where Kiko has played and had a lot of success with the Saints, but they needed some depth, and, you know, I don't want to just call it experience at that position, but I think that's really what they're looking at. And, you know, I don't know how much the defense has changed since he's been gone, but you kind of know what you get with him. He hadn't really played since he tore that ACL with the Saints, but at the end of the day, you needed another body, and he's a guy that can come in and step in right away and, you know, hopefully be able to contribute and give you something. And, you know, maybe he puts himself in a position to be able to make this team. We'll just have to wait and see.
Now, Deuce, when you look at, obviously, we're going to go against the Texans and we're going to practice against the Packers and play that preseason game, and, you know, it's like, hey, Alvin Kamara, you just watch it. And then I could say, you know, maybe plug and play Ingram, but how important is it could be a guy who had an outstanding camp last year, but then he gets hurt, Tony Jones Jr., you know, in those games? Are you looking like a Zigbo? You know, when you just look at all the competition we have there, like Malcolm Brown, who do you like and maybe given the opportunity, like Abram Smith? You know, the modern-day version of Pierre Thomas, because he was a free agent and invested, you know, money to sign him to a free agent deal to entice him to come to the Saints. But what is your take on that running back position? Because we're all familiar, obviously, with, you know, Mark Ingram, and we know what he brings to the table. So, but just the guys that, you know, after Kamara, okay, who's maybe some young guy you think that could step up? Because that's what Tony Jones Jr. Did last year, considering, remember, Latavius Murray, he was steady for us, then we let him go until we relied upon him. But what is your take on that room, that running back room?
I'm not even taking Alvin's equipment. Alvin's equipment is not even traveling. You know what I'm saying? So it's
right.
your equipment is not even traveling. And then for me with Mark, the first game, Jameis Winston, you're probably not playing.
The Texans.
So Mark.
Right.
Yeah, so Mark, you're probably not playing that first game as well. The second game, whenever Jameis goes in and plays, I want Mark Ingram in there. One, I want him in there for protection, and then he's a veteran back. So I want Mark in there when Jameis goes out there and plays. I don't know if Jameis is going to play game three. You know, and that's just being honest. He may get a series. He may get a quarter. I'm not sure. But I don't know how they're going to work it out. If that's the case, then I probably want Mark in that situation as well. And, you know, once Mark comes out, it's the other guys. Because, Bobby, in my opinion, there's a back that you didn't name, Dwayne Washington.
Yes.
Yes.
Calculation.
Yep.
I put him in a different category. And I do that just because his elite special teams play. So he's not necessarily competing with Malcolm and Tony for that number three slash
a Zigbo,
spot,
that
makes
sense.
A Zigbo, you know, any of those other three to four backs, he's not necessarily competing with those guys. In a sense, he is, but those other guys have to do something. I don't know if Dwayne Washington has to do anything at that position for him to make this team. And that may sound weird, but it's really not. I mean, because I think what he does for you special team-wise,
yes,
anything he gives you at running back is almost lanyard to you. I mean, and that's just how I see it as far as that position. Now, I want to see one of those four guys be able to make a play, because I do think there is room for one of those four guys, not just on the practice squad, but on the active roster of this team. And, you know, that's really what you'll see over the next 3 weeks, who can kind of separate themselves.
Deuce, Bobby gave me the memo this morning. He said, Mike, go watch the linemen work one-on-one. Okay, and I'd watched it earlier in the week, and it was like 1, 2, 3. Man, Carl Granderson, who you can make a strong argument along now with Peyton Turner and Adebo, is having as strong a camp as you can get at that defensive end spot. One rep after another, beating his guy. Peyton Turner up. One rep after another, beating his guy. And Passano, the exact same way. And that sort of also filtered when they got into the group drills, okay? And to see those three guys, and they were feeling it. You could tell, man, when a defensive lineman's in that groove, they were all three were really feeling it of beating their man, and it was one rep after another. Man, the depth and the talent on this defensive line, and especially a defensive end, is really impressive. And we didn't even talked about, you know, Cam Jordan, who's going to be an NFL Pro Football Hall of Famer, and Marcus Davenport. But those three guys today in reps, they didn't lose one. I mean, Turner, Granderson, Passano. It was bang. They were taking it to anybody they put them up against.
And if they did lose, it was probably a stalemate. You know, I know that you want the D lineman, particularly the DN, to be able to get to the spot to the quarterback. And, you know, how long are we giving you to get to that spot to the quarterback? But it's impressive as far as the depth. You know, the only question mark that you have at that position is health.
Yep.
Can you keep them healthy? You know, can you keep them healthy for 17 games? And, you know, the only one that has been able to really do that has been Cam Jordan. And so, if they can keep those guys healthy for, let's call it 12 games, for 13 games, then you're going to have a bunch of sacks. I'll put it that way. You are going to have a ton of sacks from those defensive ends, you know. And I don't think, Bobby, if you said, hey, look, would you be upset or disappointed if I told you that you got 30-plus sacks from your defensive ends alone?
No.
Wouldn't.
No,
I wouldn't.
No, that's why, Deuce, I'm almost at the point right now, I don't know, because we could not rely upon them game in and game out. But if you had a combination, okay, if you had Marcus Davenport and Houston.
Carl Granderson.
And, Peyton
Turner.
Okay, Peyton Turner and Davenport. If you could tell me right now, between those two, we're going to have 13, 14 sacks, and they're going to split the time. I would sign up for that right now, because you know Cam Jordan is going to be there. And you,
I think that you can get to 30 sacks from your defensive ends alone.
I agree with you, Deuce.
I agree with you.
That's why I threw question out.
Defensive ends alone, I think that you will get north or to at least 30 sacks. You've got that much talent. I mean, you do, and that's just being honest. You got guys that can play with power. You got guys that can definitely play with speed. And you got guys, here's what the thing that I love, they can anchor the edge. They can drop their bottoms. They can drop their butt, and they can play the run. When you got guys that can do that, you look at the offense and you just tell them, hey, come on.
Deuce, you know, I think.
Choose a hole that you want to run to, but come on.
Deuce, I think that's been the biggest improvement with Granderson. I'll never forget this comment. Sean Payton made it to Bobby and I on one of the coaches' shows. It wasn't last year. I think it was the year before. And he said, I asked him to compare Carl. And he said, man, Mikey's such a great athlete. He needs to get a little bit more weight, a little bit more power to play to run better. But you know who he reminds me a little bit of? And he said, I only seen him for a short time in Philly, and that was Richard Dent. And Bobby and I looked at one another. Richard Dent.
You mean with the Bears?
With the Bears, he played that one year when Sean was there.
Right.
And he was like, man, that's who he reminds me of. Now, we ain't comparing him to Richard Dent, but good gracious.
I'm not taking it that far.
That's really strong.
Let me see him 5 years down the road and see what he's done.
Yeah.
So.
But he was comparing body types. And his speed off the edge. I think that was the comparison of looking at his body type and his ability to bend and get into the backfield.
Yeah, the only thing, Richard Dent had that wingspan. He was like a seven-footer. But Deuce, I wanted to ask you on this one. Boy, this is something I don't know if I was ever going to say this, but I think he's been that impressive. I think he's going to get better. Coach Allen talked him up. We talked to him one-on-one, Bradley Roby. I mean, doing an outstanding job playing both inside and outside, but at a starter level. You know, you could say, well, we're going to put you inside, we'll put you on the outside, but can you play a real NFL game at the highest level and have that confidence and that comfort? You know, whether you have to run support, you blitz in, you're covering for the inside and outside. I think Bradley Roby right now, you know how much y'all like Jackrabbit. Come on, Deuce. You know, I love me some Jackrabbit. You know, now I'm not talking about Eli Apple, but I love me some Jackrabbit. And I'm telling you, Bradley Roby.
You had to throw that in on Eli Apple.
Oh, yeah, I had to because it was an upgrade. Well, I think Bradley Roby might be an upgrade of Jackrabbit. You know what he has to do, though? Maybe a few more interceptions, like a pick six, something like that. That's one thing Jackrabbit could do, maybe take chances. But Bradley Roby, boy, that is outstanding, the front office, what they did. Now, we didn't know what Paulson and Deebo was going to work out. But, dudes, that three-headed monster, Lattimore's ready to roll, Paulson and Deebo and Bradley Roby, I think that's about as good as it gets in the league.
Here's the thing I can tell you. You're getting the version of the player now that you thought you were getting last year. And he wasn't bad last year. He's
learning what to do, right?
He wasn't comfortable because he was learning. But right now, what you're seeing out of Bradley Roby, that's what you thought you would get last year. And like I said, he wasn't bad at all. He's a lot more comfortable. And, I mean, he's making plays. And, you know, I know there's been high praise for Paulson Adebo and the camp that he has had. But I think Bradley Roby is right there with him. I think here's the thing. You didn't expect to see Paulson Adebo do the things that he has been able to do, but you have consistently seen Bradley Roby just go out there and make play after play after play.
Deuce, I think it's one of the things, Bob, we got to talk to Bradley about it, and Bobby brings it up, but I think it's a reason why. I'll never forget this conversation I had with Corey Raymond, who was at LSU and now is at University of Florida, and we're talking about Cordell Flott, and he was like, Mike, he can play on the outside. He can play the nickel. He can play slot. He can play dime free safety. He says, I'll bet you a lot of money he's a top 90 pick. Where he went, 81.
Because he could do all that.
Because he can do all that.
Yeah.
That's like having four players in one. I mean, that's like having P.J. Williams when you talk about Taysom Hill. That's what it gives you the ability. In the NFL, man, you can play in a long, long time if you have the versatility to be able to do that, because you're going to be able to get yourself a roster spot not only to make the 53, but when it comes time to dress players and, you know, I have to have somebody down because of game day inactives, I can carry this one player, and he gives me four guys.
And, you know, Deuce, I was thinking about this. Now, you know, talking to P.J. Williams, how confident he is. Now, he's just playing safety, you know, but I remember, when he had a couple of days practice, we playing the Titans, he has to play safety in a real game, not no preseason or practice. This is a real game. Well, I think right now, if we ever got in a pinch, God forbid we don't want that to happen, that I think you can give P.J. Williams a week to practice, maybe go in the game. Okay, this week we need you to play outside corner, you know, and I think he still could do it. So that you're talking about the value there. And, you know, P.J. Williams under the radar because, you know, obviously Tyrann Mathieu, Marcus May and all that. But P.J. Williams, Deuce, I don't know what you think of P.J. I might be more of a P.J. fan than you are, but I think you are also. But I think there's, if you just say two safeties on each team, so 32 times two, 64, I don't think there's 64 better safeties than P.J. Williams.
No, I agree with you, Bobby. I mean, his ability to be able to play, you know, the free, the strong for you, go down in the box, go to slot corner, be able to play outside corner. I mean, he just gives you so much versatility and, you know, and he can feel for you in a pinch as well. And, you know, it was interesting to see that how the Saints value him. Maybe other teams, they don't value him in that manner. I mean, because the Saints were able to bring him back both the last couple of years. And,
right,
you know, some of that is because of the off-the-field issue that he had. bad, but, I mean, he has been an invaluable player for this New Orleans Saints defense.
The great Deuce McAllister. Thanks, man.
All right, Deuce. Hey, Deuce, you watching the Hall of Fame the game tonight a little bit or what?
Yeah, I'll probably watch that first quarter.
Yeah. And
yeah. You know, I'm going to watch it because the Hall of Fame game has a history of wild and zany plays. Like, there's just always one wild, zany play.
I think I'm more
I'll watch
like,
the highlights no, if it's past
I
the half.
I think I'm more like Deuce. I'll watch the first quarter.
I'll watch the half. And then,
see what happens.
But, see what goes on.
But you know what? There's a lot of Saints influence at the Hall of Fame. It's Tom Benson Field.
Yep.
Think about that. That'll live on forever. Tom Benson Field right there at the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
All right, we'll step away and come back.
The field, yeah.
Thank you, Deuce. Going inside Bobby's Notebook next here on WWL. Time now for Bobby's Notebook from practice, brought to you by TrainSouth.com. It's hard to stop a train. Bobby, we're going to do this in two parts because we're going to take a break in between.
Okay, okay.
Give us the Cliff Notes version right here.
Okay, the Cliff Note. I tell you what, the defense, they always step it up. I think it's going to make our offense better because the defense is that good. But in the one-on-one, back-to-back plays, we talked about Bradley Roby and Paulson Adebo getting back-to-back interceptions. Adebo finally getting, the interception. I think that was a good thing. Now, they did 7-on-7, which is like the 40-yard line on in. Boy, that was Sean Payton territory. Sean Payton loved 40 on in because you can have shot plays. You might think, like, no, you need to be on the other side of the field to throw a bomb. No, that's the perfect time.
Especially when you're 2nd and 1.
That is the perfect time. You're in plus territory, and you still got 10 yards of the end zone to work with, so 50 yards. You know, and that's what people think, like, you can't throw a bomb from the 40-yard line. Oh, yeah, you can, because the ball's coming out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you drop it in there. So that's what they were working on, but the defense was prepared, except I'd say a mismatch, Zach Bond guarding Alvin Kamara. Mm. So I would think, Alvin Kamara, a 40-yard touchdown. So, to me, that was the highlight. And you would expect that. And that might be asking too much of Zach Bond to keep up with Alvin Kamara. Now, I thought, one of the best plays of the day, I thought this was very accurate because it wasn't that bad coverage with Eric Wilson. Andy Dalton hit Juwan Johnson. Boy, it's been a 20-yard game. But
he high-pointed the football, too.
I said, that's a nice, that is a nice pass. So, Juwan Johnson, like you said, Christian, that was later. He did that against Sorensen.
Yep.
So he had two big-time catches. Would have been about 40 yards total, but high-pointing the ball, catching that. That's what Juwan Johnson needs to do, and not be a flash in the pan like he was at the beginning of the season. No, we play 16 games. We don't play one game. Juwan Johnson, you want to make an NFL? You have to stack them. You know how Cam Jordan stacks those sacks?
Mm-hmm.
You got to stack them. You got to stack those games and make big plays. And Juwan Johnson, you did this today. What are you going to do tomorrow? How about you do the same thing? Because you look at the tight end positions wide open. Christian, I'm going to elaborate a little more because I want to talk about Tony Jones Jr.
Okay.
It might have been his best practice so far in camp. And a lot of competition at that running back position.
Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. All right, back inside Bobby's Notebook, brought to you by TrainSouth.com. It's hard to stop a train. Bobby,
go right ahead. Okay, I'm going to pick up where we're at. Tony Jones Jr., here was a guy that excelled last year in training camp. We were familiar with Latavius Murray. I think when he went to the Ravens, he ended up with still having 600 yards in the season. I still think he's out on the market. But Tony Jones Jr., he was pretty fired up. The line did an outstanding job blocking this. It'd have been, to me, if the safety makes the tackle, it'd been a really long, maybe 40-yard gain or something like that. But it ended up being a 50-yard touchdown, and he was acting like it was a 50-yard touchdown. So that was an outstanding run by Tony Jones Jr. He also had another run where he slashed. Looks like it would have been an 8-yard gain. So good for Tony Jones Jr. Jarvis Landry. Jarvis Landry is not a sexy football player. And what I mean by that, it's not like bombs away. It's not like Deontay Hardy or Olave, but he just moved the chains. First down, Saints. And I can hear Jarvis Landry, catching the ball might be 8 yards, 12 yards here or there. Just, being, you know, what's that word? Methodical?
Methodical.
Methodical. Okay, I knew it was swimming somewhere.
Yeah, it's in that range.
Yeah, so it was kind of like that's the kind of plays he's going to make. But this is a pass from Dalton. They beat Bryce Thompson. That, you know, that sail rod I told you between the out route and the corner would have been a 25-yard gain. Now, also.
And he caught it one-handed.
Yeah.
He caught it one-handed.
No, the Jarvis is a pro. I think that he's such a pro that he can have a long career even on the back end just because how he goes about his business. You know, now you might have to move. You might have to play for different teams, but you still can be in the NFL. Now, I thought it was interesting. You might thought, is this a wasted drill? Like, well, what are we doing? The tackling drill. And what it was like, it looked like, because, okay, they're not really tackling. And you might look against the Texans, the first preseason game, well, look at all the tackles. We missed 7-8 tackles that game. But you can't utilize your helmet anymore. So it's almost like rugby style. You're going in there, wrapping up, and utilizing your shoulder. They might have did that for like 10 minutes.
They were using a pad I call a Kit Kat pad. It looks like a Kit Kat.
Yeah.
You break off a Kit Kat. That's what it looks like.
Like a big Kit Kat.
Yeah.
And that's what they're tackling. And good form tackling with their shoulder, head to the side, bringing your feet, wrapping up. So they did that drill today. So that was the first time because I said, well, I haven't really seen them do any tackling drills. So when I saw that drill, though, that made sense where they're attempting to use the proper technique to get a tackle, because when they play the Texans, no, you got to tackle for real, because that's going to be a preseason game where you actually have to tackle.
All right, we'll wrap up Sports Talk. Got 30 minutes to go here on Sports Talk on WWL.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.